Shanti, today Bap Dada is looking at all his perfect, complete, equal children everywhere.
Saman bache.
The equal children are merged in Baba's heart, in Bap Dada's heart. The speciality of the children equal to Baba is is that they are always free of obstacles, free of waste thoughts, and humble and cool and cool. Humble and cool. Such souls are always free souls. They are not caught up in any limited bondages. They are not trapped in any limited bondages. Therefore, ask yourself. Have I become a soul free in an unlimited way?
Sabse pehle swatantrata hai.
The first freedom is to be free of body consciousness. The first freedom is to be free of body consciousness. Whenever the need is to take the body, and when needed to go beyond the body. That one will not come under the influence of the body. The second thing is that a free soul or independent soul will also not be in the bondage of any old nature or sanskar. It will be free of old nature and sanskars. Along with that, it will not be attracted by any bodily beings who come in its contact or relationship. Even if it does come in their contact or relationship, it will remain detached. Therefore, check yourself. So check yourself and find out whether even if a small sense organ binds you under its influence or not. Remember your self-respect.
Master Sarvesha
Bhima. I am Master Almighty Authority. I am Trikaldarshi, the knower of three aspects of time. I am Trinetri, the possessor of the third eye. I am Swadarshan Chakradhari, the one who spins the discus of time, the discus of self. Therefore, on the basis of these different types of self-respect, you can stabilize yourself in that stage. Can it be possible that the one who is Master Almighty Authority be influenced by any sense organ? Why all this is necessary? Because seeing the closeness of time, you have to check yourself. You have to see yourself. And find out whether you can be freed of all bondages in a second or not. Find out if there are still any bondages left. Because in the last paper, the last test, if you want to come first, then the practical proof of that is that you should be able to stabilize your mind and intellect wherever you wish to in a second. It should not come, the mind and intellect should not come into any upheavals. You should be able to stabilize them in a second, wherever and whenever you want to. Just as physically, if you want to go anywhere, you can go there, can't you? Similarly, through your intellect, whichever stage you wish to stabilize in, you should be able to do it. So ask yourself, can I do it? Can I stabilize myself in any stage I wish to be in? Just as there is a lighthouse or a mighthouse, and with the help of science, it's able to give light all over by just switching on a switch. It's able to give its might too. Similarly, by switching on the switch of the right consciousness through your thoughts, can you become a lighthouse and a mighthouse and give light and might to souls? You are given, if you are given an order, become bodiless in a second. If you are given the order, become bodiless in a second. Can you become it? Will you be able to become it? Or will you have to battle in order to become that? You need a long time practice for this. Only then, at the end, this practice will help you. If there isn't a practice, the practice of this for a long time, then at that moment it will become very difficult for you to become bodiless. You'll have to work very hard in order to be that. This is why Bap Dada keeps giving you the signal. But keep practicing this throughout the day, even whilst performing actions. And in order to do this,
one key controlling power.
There is need for controlling power of the mind. If the mind comes under control, then no sense organ will be able to influence you. At the moment, all the souls need the blessing of power from you. All the souls have this pure desire from you, the Master, Almighty Authority Souls, that through your blessings, your drishti, your vibrations, you should be able to free them without them having to do any labor. They are now tired of laboring. all of you have already been freed of labor, and haven't you? All of you are free of labor, aren't you? Or do you still have to labor? You were told earlier too that in order to be free of laboring, the easy method for that is, in order to be free of labor, the easiest method is, become very, very lovely to the Father. You Brahmin souls made a promise at the time of your birth. Do you remember that promise? When Baba made you belong to him and you got a Brahmin life, then what was the promise you made at that time when you received a Brahmin life? The promise was, Baba, it's one you, alone and none other. Do you remember this promise you made? At least nod. That you made this promise and they are waving to Baba and raising their hands. Baba saying, okay, you are raising your hand. That means you remember. Are you sure you remember it well, or sometimes you forget too that you made this promise? See, for 63 births, you became the ones who forgot. And now, this one birth, one life, you have become the embodiment of the right consciousness. Therefore, the Father is asking the children, children, do you remember the promise you made in your childhood? Do you remember the promise you made in your childhood? He has made everything so easy for you. Baba, in Baba there is the whole world. All relationships are with only one Father. All attainments are from the one Father. So the whole world in one Father, in the one Father, all relationships with the one Father, all attainments from the one Father. That Father is the same one who is teaching you as well as sustaining you. It's all in one. Even though there is the family which is the godly family, but even this family belongs to the one Father. It's not family belonging to different fathers. And it's not different families too. It's one family belonging to the one Father. In the family too. There is not just love, but there is spiritual love for each other. So Bab Dada is reminding you about the promise you made at the time of your spiritual birth. And what other promise you made? All of you, with great zeal and enthusiasm from the heart, said to Baba, "Baba, everything belongs to you. This body, this mind, the wealth, everything belongs to you. And now, if you give something to someone, that is, if you say that it belongs to Baba, then whatever you have is given to you by Baba to make use of it. You gave it to Baba. Have you given to Baba everything? Are you taking back something little by little back? If you are taking it back, that means it is deceiving, is cheating. Some children tell Baba, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, they say, "Baba, my mind is very upset. Now, from where did this my mind come? When you have said that everything of mine belongs to you, to Baba, then from where did this my mind come? Oh, all of you have become penniless kings. You are penniless kings. Nothing belongs to you. You are penniless, but you are kings. Why? Because why are you kings? Because all of Baba's treasures are your treasures now, so you have become sovereigns, haven't you? God's treasures are the treasures of the children. Therefore, Bap Dada is reminding you of the promises you made. Do not mix mine in yours. Baba says, when Baba has already made you full with his treasures, and the father has taken the responsibility, that you remember me and you will become the master of all my treasures. What you have to do is only to remember me. And what did you say in return? So Baba told you this, remember me and all my treasures are yours. And what did you say in return? Yes, Baba. Whatever is mine is yours. Didn't you make this promise? Therefore, the father says, now use all the treasures for yourself and for all other souls. Use them. The more you use these treasures, the more will your treasures continue to increase. there are the treasures of all powers. Now use all the powers, bring them into action. It shouldn't be that you keep it only as knowledge in your intellect that I am Master Almighty Authority. But use all the powers at the right time of need, when at the right time when you of need, when you have to serve others. Baptada saw in the chart of the majority of the children, or in the account of the majority of the children, that if the children remember two powers all the time and make them be used in a worthwhile way at the right time, then they will be free of all obstacles. The obstacle will not have the guts, the courage to come in front of you. This is the Father's guarantee. Actually, you need all the powers. However, in the majority of the children it is seen that the power to tolerate and the power to realize. Tolerance power and realization power. Are lacking. You do realize, not that you don't. You do realize. However, there is less attention in bringing that form into practical life. This is why when you do realize, but at that time, your behavior and face change. We become very enthusiastic because you see that yes, you've realized. But what happens later on then? All of you are experienced in this, aren't you? What happens then? you lack bringing that power in practical form all the time. This is what you lack, that you have to bring that power into practical form all the time, come what may. This is what you lack. Because here you have to become a practical, a form of it. It's good to know it, to understand it through the intellect, but then to make it a practical form, that is needed. To bring it in practical form, that is needed. Sometimes Bap Dada feels mercy on some children. Baba understands that this child cannot work hard, and he wishes that he should do it instead of the child. That Baba should do it because the child is unable to do it. But this is the secret in the drama, that the one who does will reap. So even if Baba wishes to do something for the child, he cannot, because the child has to do it in order to reap. So Baba is saying this. This is why Bap Dada does help. However, but it's the child who has to do it. Bap Dada only gives the help. But for it to be done, it's the child who has to do it. Bap Dada has observed that children create very, very good thoughts. Very so many garlands of very, very good thoughts of children come at Amrit Vela to Bap Dada. Baba, I will do this. Baba, I will do that. And Bap Dada also feels happy. Bap, my children, why, he says. Well, then why do you become weak when it comes to do that? The reason for this, as noticed, is that it is seen that the Brahmin family or the Brahmin company, the Brahmin atmosphere, sometimes there is weakness in that, and that influences the mind. And you know what is the language they speak? It's a very sweet language which they speak. The language is, or the words are, well, this goes on, this keeps happening. Actually, at such a time, the thought which should come in your mind is, it shouldn't be that, oh, this happens, this goes on, these are thoughts of carelessness. Instead, at that time, the thoughts should be, that is, you'll have to change the words of your language. The thoughts should be, what are the father's dictates? What are the father's instructions? What does the father like? What will the father be pleased in or pleased with? This is what the father has said. This is what Baba has told me to do. So if you remember Baba, the father, at that time, then the carelessness will finish, and instead there will be zeal and enthusiasm to do the right thing. K carelessness comes in different forms. You should, do a workshop on this, have a class on it and make a list of all the different types of carelessness. One is an ordinary form of carelessness. The other is the royal form of carelessness. Carelessness does not allow you to have a determined thought. And actually, determination is the means of success. This is why it comes in the thought, but it doesn't come in a practical form. That is, you only create a thought, but you don't become the embodiment of it. Therefore, what did you hear today? Baba has reminded you of the promises you have made, hasn't he? You make very good promises. Baba becomes so pleased when you make promises to Baba. But even if you make so many promises, you don't take the benefit of that. And the rhyming words, vaida is promise and faida is benefit. So you make a lot of vaida, but you don't take the faida of it. This is, so what does Baba want? Many children ask Baba, Baba, what do you want from us? Baba, what do you wish us to do? So this is what Baba wants you to do. He wishes that before the end, all of you should become ever ready. Don't allow time to become your master. You are the masters of time. This is why this is what Bab Dada wants from you, that before the close of time, become complete, become perfect, and come on the stage of the world, and along with Baba, all of you also become revealed. That is, you be revealed with Baba on the stage of the world together. Okay, so many new ones have come today. Raise your hand. All the new ones, first timers. Raise your hand. First timers. Raise your hand high. Hi, raise your hand. first timers there are, I think nearly 1/4 of them are first timers out of this 12,000-13,000 people sitting here. So Baba is addressing to the first timers on seeing the new children. Bap Dada is very happy. So Bap Dada is very happy to see the new children, that the fortunate children have come to claim their fortune from the father. This is why congratulations to you, congratulations. Now, out of all the new children who have come, Baba is going to see who is going to do wonders. Though you have come late, but you can go in the front. Show Baba that how you're able to go in the front. Go ahead. Bap Dada gets the results. Okay, what is to be done next? And Muniben stands and she's telling Baba, this time it's Delhi group which is serving. Delhi's turn. Delhi and Agra. All those of Delhi, please stand. So many of Delhi. Looks like half of the gathering is only Delhi. So many. Very good, Papa says, very good. You have taken a chance. There are so many teachers to have come. It's good. Bap Dada is very happy to see the teachers. Because you have claimed the right to the Baba's seat. To the teachers, Bap Dada always says that you are like me. You have become servers like the father. So you are alike. And to those living in the households, Bap Dada says, even the Kumaris have come, Kumars have come too. Now do something new in Delhi. You have already done a mega program. You also have held many conferences. You also have held many programs for different professional groups. Now do something new. What new will you do there? Have you made any new plans? Those of Delhi, have you made any new plans? We are making, Brijman Bhai is saying that we are making. Brijman Bhai is here. He says, yes, we are making, Baba. Bhaktada gets the news of the service you do of different professional groups, different wings, that all for all these years that you have done service of the different professional groups. How many from these different professional groups have really become fast effort makers? You haven't brought their bouquet. Okay, maybe not a very big garland, but at least a small bouquet of flowers of these souls whom you have served. You haven't brought them in front of Baba yet. Bhaktada wants to see examples of each profession who are mics as well as might. Not just mic, but they also should be might. They should be mic as well as might. And who can become mic and might? The one who give experience to others. One sister is saying something that Baba, I brought a group of mic and might souls. And Baba saying, okay, very good. Baba wants it of each profession. So that group becomes so that such souls are able to serve the whole world. And the sister saying, Baba, there is one soul who really wants to do that. Baba saying, it's good. It's good. Delhi is to become the capital in the future too. First of all, create such an atmosphere in Delhi itself. The sound of Delhi will spread everywhere very easily. It will be easy for the sound to spread everywhere once it starts in Delhi. It's good, you have taken a chance. It's like half of this gathering is Delhi, Baba is saying. Now do something new. Next time you come, bring some newness. Baba is not saying this only to Delhi, but it could be any zone. Make a new plan and bring in front of Baba. Baba will give extra love and power, blessing of extra love and power to that zone who does something new. Whatever you are doing, that's okay, you are doing it. It's good, but there should be a new plan. You to go on, in procession to make people fill forms. Even that's already done. You have done many of them. Even conferences, many conferences have been held. Many programs have been conducted. Think, something new. Baba wants something new. Delhi has to go number one in this to do something new. because all eyes are on Delhi. Everyone's eyes are towards Delhi, on Delhi. And according to the drama, according to the drama, Delhi was the first place of service. The first time when you went on service, you went to Delhi. Though it was the bank of the river Jamuna where you started service, but it was Delhi from where you started service. If you want to rule on the bank of the river Jamuna, so you started service on the bank of river Jamuna. Now, in this also you have to go number one by doing something new. There are very good hands in Delhi. So make a new plan. There are many who can make good plans too. Bhaktada sees all that. Baba is also watching now. So congratulations to those of Delhi. But bring a new plan and Baba will congratulate you multi-million times more. Okay, you may sit down. Muniben is telling Baba that there are about over 1,000 youth. The youth, about 950, she's saying, nearly 1,000 youth from all over India, and they have prepared a nice banner. It says Youth Peace March. So the youth are going to hold a peace march. Love, peace and unity. That's their theme. Youth become the messengers of peace. Oh, it's a big group which has come. There are 950 of them from all over India. While Bab Dada heard the news. You have made a plan of going on a peace march. However, Bab Dada wishes all the different zones, there are zones everywhere, so that is, the youth of all the zones of the whole family. Oh, how many are they? And also what transformation has happened in them, has taken place in them, that should all be written. Their name, the place where they are from, and the transformation that has come in them. It should all be in written form and that should be given to the government. The government will invite the youth, but before you meet the government, all the youth from all over, from everywhere, their name, their place from where they are, and the transformation that has come in their life should be written in short. There should be a book made on this. Name, place, and the transformation in short. A book should be made on this and then handed over, given to the government. Then they will invite the youth. You have to make such a plan. How many youth have come? 900 and about 1,000 youth. So it's still less. Baba is saying not many. There should be thousands and thousands of youth. Now it's only 1,000 who have come. So prepare a book on this. The book in which the transformation of each youth is written. Because people just don't see the quantity. That's good, but then they want to know what transformation has come in the youth and whether they are strong in that. This is the result which they want to see. Because the government is spending a lot of money on the youth. So show some wonder of the transformation in you. It's good. Bhaktada has seen that the youth are doing something or the other all the time. This wing is doing something or the other all the time. You have the attention to do service. This is why do some transformation and show. You have done the training, haven't you? There was a training for 3 days in Gyan Sarovar for them. So Baba is saying they come in the training, haven't they? So show in a practical way the result of this training. And the whole Brahmin family will congratulate you. Okay, you may sit down. Double foreigners are sitting too. Okay, stand up, all double foreigners, stand up please. All double foreigners, please stand quickly. There are about 150, I think. A little less, about 150, a little over 100. Yeah, I think nearly 150. So Baba is looking at everyone. They are on Baba's right, in front. They have come from all over. So Baba is giving them drishti to all the double foreigners who have come. It is good. The double foreigners are paying very good attention to the self as well as to service. But along with this, you have to just add one more word. You have to underline it. That you you make a promise that you are going to transform yourselves, and you make this promise with so much zeal and enthusiasm. But the only thing you have to add is the word determination. I have to do it. I have to change. I will do it. I will change myself and change the world. This determination word should be underlined. Again and again, you have to underline it. Otherwise, Vaagdata is happy. You are doing good expansion too. And you have good attention on the self as well as on service. But then there is attention, no doubt. But sometimes along with attention, there is also tension. So that tension has to finish. It should be just attention and not tension. You have good courage. Congratulations for the courage in you. So all of you, to all of you, Vaagdata is congratulating you for your courage. You may clap, so Baba is telling them to clap for the courage the double foreigners children have. Okay, you may sit down. All of you are sitting here and Vaagdata is looking at you, but Vaagdata has received the love and remembrance of all the children who are far away in distance. They are sitting very far away, but Vaagdata is merging them in his eyes and is giving blessings from his heart to each one of you who is sitting far away in distance, but you are sitting here in his heart, whether it is in Bharat or it is abroad in foreign countries. Baba is getting the remembrance of so many children. Letters keep coming to Baba. Emails keep coming to Baba. Baba gets all of them.
Shadri power ki
Now Bhaktada wishes to see you do the drill of becoming bodiless. If you want to pass at the end, you will need to do this drill. It is very, very essential. This is why even though you are sitting in such a big gathering, within 1 second, go beyond the consciousness of the body. And stabilize yourself as a soul. Do not allow anything else to attract you. Let no other attraction attract you. And Baba goes into deep silence. Baba continues to give drishti in the whole hall. To all the fast effort maker children everywhere, to all the special souls who are always in busy in the service of self-transformation and world transformation. To all the souls who are free from the attraction of their physical senses and like Brahma Baba, do Karma Yoga but still remain detached who bring all the teachings of Bhagdada in thoughts, words and actions in a practical form to such close and equal children. Bhagdada's blessings from the heart and love and remembrance from the heart, which please accept, and also Namaste.